President Biden today with Iraq's prime minister announced the end of an era, that the combat mission in Iraq is over again.
Our shared fight against ISIS is critical for the stability of the region, and our counterterrorism cooperation will continue even as we shift to this new phase we're going to be talking about.
It's the second time the U.S. has ended combat in Iraq after President Bush invaded in 2003 to overthrow Saddam Hussein, claiming he was developing weapons of mass destruction and kicking off a civil war. It took nearly 8 years for the U.S. to declare the combat mission complete.
America's war in Iraq will be over.
Then Vice President Biden with President Obama welcoming back the last troops from Iraq. But with U.S. troops out, Iraq collapsed, becoming a safe haven for ISIS terrorists. So the U.S. went back in. Today, President Biden said that combat mission, Iraq 2, is over. But this time, a few thousand U.S. troops will stay in Iraq in a support capacity and conduct counter-terrorist operations as needed. It's a very different picture in Afghanistan, where President Biden is fulfilling a deal signed by former President Trump to pull out nearly all troops by the end of August. The Taliban are already making rapid advances.
Today's announcement on Iraq is largely symbolic and seems designed to help the country's prime minister in upcoming elections by making him look like a peacemaker. It's a far more cautious approach than the one in Afghanistan, which is deteriorating rapidly.